are finally back with the Multimedia Men and Women podcast. This is podcast number 59. We have not been on the air since May 4th of this year. It's been 6 months. I'm Brian Kluger with Boomstick Comics and High Def Digest. And we're here with Adam Conway with the Angelica Film Center.
Yeah, hey.
Good morning.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with
you. That's what we were going to say.
That's what, yeah, that was what we were going to say.
We postponed it till now.
Correct.
The 4th is coming.
We're 6 months late. I'm sorry. We're here with Andrew Conway, a local filmmaker in Dallas,
yes,
producer.
Hello, hello.
Good to see you. And Susan Kamyab with Irving Community Television, This Chick's Flicks, and Dallas Morning News. Can we say that?
Yeah, you can say
Dallas
that.
Morning News. Look at that. We're missing
you
Gwen.
Say that
We're missing Gwen Reyes. She is doing her Fresh Fiction convention, and Gotti Elkon is out because I think he's under the weather. We wish everybody well, but we're glad to be back. Holy shit. It has been 6 months.
That's crazy.
Things have happened. Let's take a moment of silence for the people in Paris, France. It's awful. We all want to watch French movies now and, you know, support them. Suck that happened because, you know, to talk about that for a little bit, it just really sucks. Even like with the Colorado thing, it's just like a concert venue or a movie theater. That's kind of like our happy place. And to have that happen, just it sucks. Do you think, so being Angelica Film Center, do you think that you'll beef up security for like Star Wars or something?
I don't know. It's different. We have beefed up security in the past. You know, when like there's a high risk of terrorist stuff, like especially since, you know, those shootings that happened in, was it Utah?
Was that the other movie theater?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy, he finally just got like, charged, I think, a couple weeks ago. But yeah, we probably won't beef up security that much. But, you know, it's the holidays, so things tend to get a little more crazy.
I wish everybody the best, and we hope this doesn't happen again. But moving on, since, again, we haven't been here since May 4th, we haven't done a podcast since then, and we missed all the summer movies to tell you about. So let's talk about like what summer movies we kind of liked. Let's start with Avengers 2. I enjoyed it, but it definitely was not the first Avengers. It was kind of like all action pieces for me. There were some good lines, but overall, it just kind of seemed blah to me. What about you?
I had some, my issues with the movie. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't, I'd say, as good as the first one. So, yeah, like there was some things felt rushed, and like they, you know, the new characters they didn't really focus on as much as they should have.
At least they focused on Jeremy Renner this time. Hawkeye was really good. You
were happy about that?
And the whole Quicksilver thing, kind of, you know, like, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it.
It's been 6 months.
It's your fault.
He died in the movie, but he's
what?
He's supposed to be faster than bullets, so...
Well, in the movie...
But he was only protecting somebody.
Yeah, but in the movie, towards the beginning, they talk about a new program that they can regenerate.
Right, skin and stuff, because they're using it on Hawkeye.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on? But Hawkeye, I thought, had the best role in the movie, because when he was talking to Scarlet Witch, when the whole piece of land was in the air, he literally was perfect Joss Whedon saying... This is all ridiculous. I have a bow and arrow. The land's floating. There's monsters and robots. This is all ridiculous.
And that was perfect because you're like, okay, he's going to die. Please, he's going to die. And then they're like, nah, we're going to keep him around. I'm like, ah, no.
I thought he was going to die. I like,
know,
100%.
That was
yeah. That's why, but that was what they did. They were trying to foreshadow his death, but tricked us and had Quicksilver die. So
in addition to that, we saw the cut scene at the end was Thanos...
Yeah.
Finally saying, like, I'm getting the glove, I gotta do this by myself. So, which brings us up to Captain America 3, Civil War, which we've all been
Which is, they're saying, like, it's Avengers, you know, 3.5.
That.
2.5.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Civil War. It seems like it's gonna be, like, I don't know how it can't be, like, awesome.
And we have Spider-Man.
And, well, they're also saying that, you know, Thor that's coming out next year, that Hulk's actually gonna be in that.
So. Correct. Yeah. And they're still trying to do their own Hulk movie, because they haven't been able to
it's
get
it. It's gonna be a while, though.
Yeah. Too. But yeah, Captain America is going to be awesome because it's directed by the same people who did
the Russo Brothers.
All the Captain Americas
the
have
Russo
been
Brothers.
Good for me.
Yeah,
every single one.
Now the Russos are doing the next two Avengers also, so.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
It's sad to see Joss Whedon go, but just like Jon Favreau, it looks like Marvel and these guys just butt heads.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
One of the best movies of the year, I think, so far that came out this summer is Mad Max. Fury Road.
Still haven't seen it.
My goodness.
It's good.
It's amazing.
Well, there we go.
What do you say?
I haven't either.
You haven't seen it either?
Oh my god, we should watch it.
It is pretty hardcore. Yeah.
What was it? I heard Tom Hardy didn't really have to be in that movie. Like,
I heard it was all Charlize Theron.
Her character is Furiosa, and it's basically her movie. Mad Max. Tom Hardy plays a back seat, but he's definitely in it. It's so well done on every level. There's story. There's acting. And pretty much all of the action scenes are all practical. There's really no green screen.
It's like one giant, like, long
unbelievable. They took like 2 years to film.
It took forever.
And all the extras on the Blu-ray, which is out right now, it shows you how they did all of that. And you're just like, holy God, they actually did all of that. Because when you watch it, you're like, green screen. And you're like, watch it. And you're like, oh, hell, that was not green screen. It's really badass.
And he already said he's working on two sequels already.
But Charlize Theron says she's planning on coming back, though.
So. Yeah, well, he said that she's trying to refocus the focus of the stories.
Her story's done.
Yeah, it's Mad Max, not her.
She went through hell. And then another really good movie that I think we all really enjoyed was Meet Earl and the Dying Girl.
Yes, that's my favorite of the year.
I want to say that Mad Max and Meet Earl and the Dying Girl, I would love to see them get a lot of nominations at the Oscars.
Do you really think Mad Max is going to get, like, what kind of nominations are you thinking it's going to get?
Best picture, best editing, best sound.
The Academy? Like, there's no way they'll do special effects.
Do you think me Earl will get something?
I hope. Well, maybe just screenplay.
I was thinking screenplay.
Maybe music, but I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't think it's gonna.
I would love for it to be nominated for best picture because it deserves it. But it was so early. It came out in like July.
But do you think like something like Brooklyn or Trumbo will get?
I watched Brooklyn, and that is not worthy of Best Picture, in my opinion.
A lot of movies aren't worthy of Best Picture at the Oscars.
That's another, like, Oscar cliche type of film that if it gets nominated, it's just like, why? Why is it nominated for it? It's so straightforward and simple. It's just a love story with no conflict. There's no real conflict. She did well. If she gets nominated, that's fair, but the movie itself should not.
But me and Earl should... Mural and the Dying Girl should
get nominated for Best Picture and Best Screenplay. I think this score.
This year was a big year for spy movies. Like, I like a lot of them. We had Kingsman.
I loved Kingsman.
Kingsman was great.
Spy itself also.
Can we just all say if Kingsman gets an Oscar nomination for anything? We all jump for joy.
To be honest, I'm pretty sure Kingsman is going to be in my top 10.
For that, yeah.
It was so good.
There was a lot of spy movies. Also, Man from Uncle.
Man from Uncle. Mission Impossible 5, which was really
Mission
good.
Impossible 5 was good.
Don't forget Bridge of Spies.
Hey, I like Bridge of Spies.
Also.
Here's what we're going to talk about Bridge of Spies right now because it seems like it's a hot spot. I saw Bridge of Spies. You saw Bridge of Spies.
We all watched Bridge of Spies together.
Okay, so Bridge of Spies. Let me talk to you about Bridge of Spies. Bridge of Spies is directed by Steven Spielberg, stars Tom Hanks, and Coen Brothers wrote it.
Okay.
You need, with that team right there, you need badassery. It was not.
It was supposed to be badass. It was immediately forgettable.
It was like the worst of Lincoln.
I haven't forgotten it, all right?
I did. I think the worst part for me was like, well, we got to figure out some tension, so why don't we get, someone's going to try to steal his coat while he's walking down the Russian... let's just bring this gang of like supermodel dudes. Those are the type of guys that are going to be on the streets in like East freaking Berlin.
So it was like Zoolander.
Those guys were plants though. Plants for all, doesn't matter. Like, there's like eight really good looking guys in a gang that came after freaking Tom Hanks.
That was just a brief little thing. It wasn't trying to.
I didn't get there.
I don't know where you guys are talking model.
The whole conflict is like, is he going to get a cold or not?
No, that was half the tension.
Okay, you got that. I want to hear Susan's why she liked it.
I will say the only thing that I'm with y'all that there's like that 45 minutes of the negotiating of trying to get these like people, prisoners, like back or whatever, which that could have been condensed and we could have shortened it and gotten to the point. But I thought it was exciting. Like, I was trying to see like how he was going to get them to get two. And that was a good loop to throw in that they want to get two for one. That made it more exciting.
It's so fizzled. It's just like, okay, there's no.
It fizzled in like the second half, but by the end, for me, like that was like a powerful ending that like I choked up a little even, And
the,
it was
okay.
It was
the
nice.
Best part of that
like,
movie was the guy that played the Russian spy.
Absolutely.
I wish it was in it longer.
He was
well,
great.
I would rather watch
he
him
great.
For 2 hours sitting in
but
his
was,
cell, just sitting there.
And think
just
about
waiting.
It, and like it
Thanks,
wasn't yeah. so sugar. Like the way he said the spy was like, if he greets me with a hug, then I'm okay. And if he just shows me to the back door, then you know we'll
you
see.
Know,
and he. He showed him to the back door, and that was freaking, like, that was scary, too. That was, like,
yeah.
haunting.
I just didn't like, oh, yeah.
When will you ever watch that movie again?
I would absolutely watch it again. I would
what?
Love to show my dad
it's
the
new,
movie.
It's a new Thanksgiving tradition
yeah.
for Susan.
You realize it's based on a true story.
Yeah, it's based on a true story.
So was Lincoln
he
and
was,
War
yeah.
Horse.
This guy was...
Lincoln and
yeah,
War Horse,
those
I,
the movies.
I hate it. Both
the character
movies.
He played was so interesting. They should have, like, focused more on, like... When, like the Cuban Missile Crisis, where he actually saved hundreds of people versus this one. It
that's,
was,
that'll be
they
the
made
sequel.
It so boring. It was I'm sorry,
Island
of
Spies.
And then he
I
threw like all these like
I
little.
Yeah, I thought it was.
I hate how he throws like he's like, dude, my audience isn't smart enough to get this stuff, so I'm gonna throw some stuff down their throat so they get it. Like the whole thing, like when he's on the train and he sees the people going over the wall and gets
yeah.
shot, and then at the end when he's finally completed, he's on his train home and he sees. Kids,
yeah,
it's
the,
still somewhat.
Like,
it's
Spielbergian.
Oh, I know.
I love
yeah.
Steven Spielberg. Tom Hanks is my favorite actor of all time, but this movie.
But he didn't. I don't think he really did. He did all right, but he wasn't like.
He
I don't
it
think
in.
That Tom Hanks needs to be nominated for Best Actor.
Right.
I think, but I think the movie itself, there's 10 spots. If it fits its way for
I don't think it's
Best
it's,
Picture, I don't think that's like horrible.
There's no way. It's
far worse films.
There's no way.
It's a possibility.
Really
it's a
I'd
possibility.
Really
it's a very Oscar type film, and I wouldn't be. It's gotten. It's really high on Rotten Tomato, and
which is crazy. To
it's
me.
Crazy.
It
was
good.
It
was
good.
Yeah.
It
was not.
It was not good.
I think they
it
used was, that that wall scene. Like, I guess because they. I think they might have used the same set for Man from U.N.C.L.E. because they had the shot where you know where he
pretty much
zip lines over the same like area where they show the guy.
I think
shot.
Didn't
Russian
that movie like
get...
suck? Man from U.N.C.L.E.
No,
it was okay.
The
it,
only nomination
it,
should be
it,
best
do
supporting
the
actor office. For the Russian spy guy. I think he should only one should be nominated for that movie because he was the only reason why. I was remotely interested.
I totally agree with
I
that.
I would say he deserves best
supporting
and
actor.
Then
yeah.
the movie
can nomination. Because
he said so little.
Nomination,
because...
not win. No, no, no.
Okay.
It doesn't need to win.
Yeah, it doesn't need to win.
No, but if it gets a nomination, my pick so far, Oscar type, which I would love me and Earl and Dying Girl, but it's I would love The Martian to win Best Picture.
I was going to say that the one we probably all, you know.
We all, okay, The Martian came out. It was Ridley Scott. He did Aliens and Prometheus, and The Martian is Matt Damon stranded on Mars. And, you know, surprisingly, it's not a bad feeling. It's a good, hearted, lighthearted
yeah.
movie.
That's
Ridley
what
Scott's
I love about it. You
back?
Didn't expect
yeah.
it to be, yes, it was like a major comeback.
It was a major
for
comeback
him.
For Ridley Scott because I was.
He had two
was,
the counselor.
Shits.
Was
I was about to write him
shits.
Off.
The Counselor
and
Exodus.
And Prometheus was horrible.
I didn't
like Prometheus.
No, I didn't like Prometheus.
Prometheus was so
Prometheus
bad.
Was like bad, but I could understand why some people liked it. But like Counselor was the worst piece of shit I've ever seen in my life.
I remember that screening. Like, all of you all went to the Counselor, and I went to see Bad Grandpa.
And
Bad
you
Grandpa
made the right
awesome.
Choice. Yeah. You made the right choice. I couldn't believe how terrible that movie was. And then whatever.
Do you think
Scott,
The Martian could
yeah.
actually win Best Picture though?
I think.
I mean, Matt might be able to win.
Matt Damon's definitely gonna get nominated. Best actor. He's going to
have he so. Could he could even win.
Yeah, because
no, he's not going to win because actually I think they're
like Bryan Cranston and Trumbo I hear is
Bryan
well,
Cranston's
you know,
good. I think Michael
Academy.
Keaton stands a chance and I think I mean we have to see
Revenant.
I think
Revenant?
It's always
Revenant.
Not
Revenant.
Possible that Leonardo yeah. DiCaprio could stand a chance.
He's going to
I mean, I would love for DiCaprio. He's way overdue for an Oscar.
I've been saying it for 3 years.
Yeah, you're
going to
streak.
I'm going to streak if Leo wins. It's going to happen.
Brian wants his Vandingo party back.
So I think The Martian... I'm going to put it all in here. The Martian, Spotlight... Okay, I'm not even going to say...
Spotlight was really good.
But I'll say The Martian and Spotlight could be... Probably will be nominated, and I think The Martian stands
Mirror.
There is a couple other movies.
I was going to say The
Martian.
They haven't
released yet,
too.
It's like we'll probably make it, but I
yeah.
think this year, as opposed to last year, there was a lot more last year.
Yeah,
good movies coming out in Christmas time. But
no, I mean, there's a lot coming out during like the Revenant, Revenant,
Star
and
Wars
Star
Hateful
Wars
Eight.
And Hateful Eight.
Yeah,
those are all probably. I mean,
what
well,
Star
Taylor,
Wars gets a Best Picture nomination? That could be. That could happen.
It's possible.
It's possible. Definitely.
But they're not doing it this year, right? It's not going to be in this year, so people can't screen it.
It won't be, yeah.
It'll be 2016, right?
Yeah, they said that it's not going to qualify.
But it's not going to, yeah, actually, they don't want it to be for voters.
They don't
so
want
it.
It'll qualify. That's ridiculous.
They were saying
they said they won't.
It's not going to qualify because they're not going to give screeners.
Because they're not screen one, they're not letting people vote
screen
for
it. For
it.
People yeah. to actually get their reviews.
Which is so ridiculous.
Well, no, but that's only for the top 10 list, but not for the Oscars itself, though.
But who's like going to see it then?
Yeah.
You have to vote in like.
You have to
no,
vote
not for the Oscars. No, the Oscars is way into February voting.
No, not the nominations.
Yes. Yeah.
The nominations are like by. They have to be in submitted by December.
No, yeah. that's for top best of lists.
What?
The nominations come out in January.
Huh?
The
yeah,
nominations.
Yeah, your voting has to be done. They said this one. There was a report saying that Star Wars isn't releasing screeners, so they're not going to qualify for the Oscars this year.
I'm just saying, I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, but the nominations have to be ready before nominations come out in January, so therefore they had to at least submit by December.
What's it? The movie just has to be released by December.
I thought, well, there's rules for it. I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
What other movies that came out? Oh, we just saw Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2, the final Hunger Games. I gotta say that it was just as bad as the Mockingjay Part 1. It's too long.
Oh,
it's boring.
I liked it.
Nothing happens.
We didn't talk about the final Spy movie that just came out. Also,
the what?
Spectre.
Oh, I forgot.
I didn't like Bond either. I didn't like Spectre either, and it sucked because I liked the last three.
It's gonna be top 10. You don't think it's gonna be in your top 10 this year?
What, Spectre?
Yeah.
No way. Man, what did they do with Bond when they rebooted it with Casino Royale? They made him awesome. They didn't make it like cheesy or
they made him gritty and rough.
They
feel like it's like they said it's a lot more James Bondy than the last.
Why did they do that? And like it's the longest Bond. Nothing happened. None of the action scenes were.
Are you saying there's too much whimsy in the
yes? And there was all the action scenes like nothing was at stake. There was nothing suspenseful about it. And it, like, ended, like, abruptly.
I've never been a fan of the Bond film, so for me, this was at least somewhat enjoyable, but I don't care. I really just don't care
I do hope
about James
Poynton
Bond.
Poynton gets nominated for DP, at least, for cinematography, because I like him.
Inspector?
Yeah.
That first shot was awesome. The long
Poynton
tracking shot
great,
was good.
You know, greatness, and he's been building his resume.
Oh, I give it, the best thing for me was Sam Smith's song.
That was a terrible song. That was the worst Bond song probably ever.
Are you kidding me?
It really was.
That was a good song.
That was an awful song.
The opening,
I don't even know how
that
goes.
Like, with the song?
Yeah, the opening with the song was great.
It was a terrible song.
Okay.
Awful.
Well, we'll see.
It didn't say Spectre in it, though, so.
It was a terrible song. Ugh.
Well, he wasn't just going to sing Spectre over and over again like Adele's Skyfall.
That was a good song and a great movie.
That's all she says in that song.
Yeah,
like,
and she made that song awesome by
song?
Saying that
hello?
One thing.
I love hello.
So if you're unfamiliar, Adele sang Skyfall, and she just like secretly released her new song Hello on iTunes,
which is amazing.
And supposedly a lot of people cried about it.
Did you cry?
A lot of people did.
I did not cry, but I every time it's on the radio in my car, I like roll up my windows and I like. Just sing my heart out.
Is it like? Is
why
it,
do you roll up your windows?
Because I don't want other people to hear me.
Is it like Lionel Richie's song?
No.
But there's plenty of like spoofs and videos.
Yeah, like Ellen DeGeneres is like talking to Adele and she's singing that song. I was like, why are you singing to me?
That's
Lionel Richie singing hello.
That's funny. So yeah, there's a lot of spy movies this year. My goodness, what's going to be next year? What's like the big thing next year? Is it alien movies next year since ID4 Part 2 is coming out?
Without Will Smith, though.
Independence Day?
Prometheus 2 Aliens Rising, or whatever he's decided to call
which
it.
Which one is it?
Prometheus 2 Aliens Rising.
It's called
The Dawn of Aliens.
Isn't it called like Alien Conquest?
It's some stupid, yeah. He's like, it has nothing to do with aliens, but let me put Alien in the title.
Well, there's that one, but there's also the other guy's alien movie.
They got pushed back. Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah.
They're making him wait for Prometheus 2.
When's that Concussion movie still?
It's Christmas.
December. Oh, so that's Will Smith is doing the whole NFL Concussion movie.
That looks like a hit or miss.
Do you think that he'll be nominated for that?
You think so?
I think it is.
His last best movie
trailer.
Was Focus. Focus was a lot of
Focus.
Focus
was a lot of fun.
Focus was bad.
It might
how
be bad,
was that
but
bad?
It was fun to watch.
I don't understand how you could like hate Spectre, but like some a movie like Focus. That
Focus
movie
was like
ridiculous.
Ocean's 11. It was great. And
no,
fun.
It was so cheesy.
Yeah.
It was
no
so
way.
Cheesy.
I loved it.
I really loved Hitch.
B.D. Wong.
I love
it. Oh, B.D. Wong is great in whatever
in
he does.
Focus. He was great. I liked Focus a lot.
Yes.
You didn't like Focus? Well, our top 10 lists are going to be so different.
You're going to put Focus in your top 10?
No!
I was like, whoa.
But what was your favorite movie last year? I feel like that's going to transfer over to this year.
No, last year's obvious, Child of
Sodom. Yeah, I think that's still your favorite movie this year.
No, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl is. My number one has been Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, because not one film, besides Martian really was really good, but like Me and Earl and Dying Girl like hit.
What about Ex Machina? I thought you didn't like that.
It was
that
okay.
That would be awesome to see.
What about Jurassic World?
I did like, it could be in my top 10 just for fun purposes. It was great.
Jurassic World is the number 3 movie of all time box office wise.
It was good.
Number 3 both domestically
behind
and
Titanic
world.
And Avatar.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't blame it.
I can't believe that.
It was
a good,
fun
but,
film.
Yeah.
No, it was good. There's problems with it, but they did a good job with
it.
I mean, how did you not like the cheesiness but well done of Colin Trevorrow as the raptor and the T-Rex tip their hat to each other.
Oh, yes.
After they were done fighting,
okay.
They went off.
That
was so
scene,
good.
The best scene in that movie is when you can see, is it whoever is grabbing his margaritas? Well,
oh, yeah. Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy
Buffett.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Margaritaville. His cameo was great. I got both of them.
I noticed that before they called it out. I was like, that guy is saving his margaritas.
Oh, yeah,
right
and
now.
I was like, it's Jimmy Buffett.
I didn't get that, but I was just like, and of course when Jake Johnson was about to kiss that girl. And
that
was
great.
Like, he was, she was like, I have a
boyfriend.
You never talk about it. I was like, I'm working.
That was funny. Yeah, I love that. I mean, there was cheesy parts to it, but overall, that was a good movie. That was fun.
Yeah,
definitely. And come on, Chris Pratt is awesome.
Chris Pratt is amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Him in blue. Perfect.
So switching gears to another genre, let's talk about horror movies this year. What horror movies have been
It
really
Follows.
Good?
Horror.
It Follows will be in my top 10, for
it
sure.
It Follows?
Yeah,
Follows.
Absolutely.
Was
it was so
good. Did The Babadook get technically released this year, or was it last year?
It was last year.
Okay.
It Follows is definitely...
It Follows? What
it
about...
It Follows is just so smart.
Mommy...
Mama?
No. Good night, Mommy.
Yeah.
Good night, Mommy.
No.
Well, right. Paranormal Activity 6, of course.
Whatever. 6? It sounds like 5 or 8. I don't know.
I think it is a 6.
So,
six. I
speaking
can't
of Oscars this year, do you think It Follows would have a chance at getting nominated for anything?
Nope.
If
I
anything,
so.
Crimson Peak would have. If it
if anything,
turned out a
the
little
score
better.
Would be is awesome.
I like Crimson
so.
Peak. Do you think Crimson Peak will get nominated for anything?
Maybe costume or production design.
Yeah, I would say that's it.
That's the only thing, yeah.
It didn't meet audiences. Didn't
I saw some.
Would it be a foreign film since it was
people
English?
Kept saying it was boring.
No way. I mean, it's a gothic romance rather than a horror movie.
I'm sure Gwen would disagree to that because her man was in it.
Her two men are in that movie.
Oh,
Hunan and what's
Charlie?
Loki
and Loki. Yeah, yeah. That was supposed to be the perfect storm for Gwen. That was gonna be the movie, but
so. Myself and the Conways here, we both went to Fantastic Fest this year, and we had the opportunity, or they had the opportunity to see the Del Toro movie that we just,
Crimson
Peak.
Peak.
And Del Toro was there talking, and he, excellent speaker there. What other movies did we see at this festival that we really liked? I liked Men and Chicken. Was it Man vs. Chicken? Or
Men and Chickens.
Men and Chicken. With Mads Mikkelsen. It was unbelievably
greatness.
Good. I saw Green Room with Patrick Stewart.
Green Room is going to be on my
which
top
is
10 list next year.
Jeremy Saulnier's movie. Jeremy Saulnier directed
Blue Ruin
with, what's it, Macon Blair.
Yeah.
Macon Blair's in this, and Patrick Stewart plays a Nazi. Present day
neo-Nazi,
and he owns a punk rock club, and this punk rock group goes to play there, and they witness a murder, and then they're trapped inside, and Patrick Stewart's trying to kill him. It's an awesome turn for Patrick Stewart. It's really good.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was awesome.
I don't know if this counts. I don't think it counts as a horror, but it's sort of a scary movie. The Gift. I thought The Gift was really good.
Yeah. Talk about that. I want to hear, because I didn't go to that screen, but I hear
you haven't seen it?
No, but I heard the marketing for that movie. Like he was
insane.
He was like sending people gifts of what
I got a gift. I got
get?
So much stuff.
How did this happen
at this freaking junket.
Tell us what happened.
You get there, and first of all, we are already, everyone with their guest is given a free drink and popcorn. And then when you walk in there, like whoever, one of the publicists, like comes up to the press people and like, oh, are you Susan? Oh, this was left outside the hallway for you. And it's like, it's like a creepy note.
How did you know?
Yeah. It's like a creepy note. It's like, we should have coffee sometime, your friend Gordo. And there was like a $10 Starbucks gift card in
there.
That's
creepy?
No, I was happy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, and then at that screening, they had a like, on the screen, they posted photos of our, like they hacked into our Instagram and Facebook. So they would retweet, like I don't know, they found like an old photo of my fish. And they were like, Susan, okay. Or like, I don't know, there was another photo with a... Oh, with me and Andrew, like the cupcake thing's like, who's the guy you're with? And, like, it's
so
just,
what is the gift about?
It's just about, like, so Jason Bateman was a bully in high school, and then he runs into, a guy
that he bullied?
That he bullied, Gordo.
Okay.
And then he basically sort of befriends him, but, it's kind of like your past. Never, it will always haunt you, sort of thing.
So is it like
be
a thriller?
Nice. Yeah, I would say it was a thriller. Yeah. It teaches you to always be nice to people.
I got one that I really liked this year that was a horror movie. The Visit by M. Night Shyamalan.
I liked it. We watched that together.
We did. And that was a... He's back, too.
Absolutely. I put that in my contender.
Yeah, The Visit was really good. It was so made on, like, for $5 or $3 million. He was given free reign, and he did amazing with it. It was funny. It was pretty scary.
Yep. And smart, great twist that you don't see coming.
I didn't see that coming.
That was shock. Like, and when you see it, when it's revealed, like, there's such a creepiness that, like, came over me. Like, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't seen The Visit, this is written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan, which don't worry. He's done a lot of bad things in the past, but he's back with this. And it was all handheld, like a found footage type of thing.
That's right.
And it's these two kids who are, you know, preteen, basically, and they go to visit their grandparents' house that they've never met. And, like, just weird, crazy, scary stuff starts to happen. Oh, that little kid needs an award. He was hilarious.
That movie was, it could have been, it was made or break by the kids that were casted, and they were both really good.
Yeah, I'm glad The Visit did well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that made money.
And this.
You didn't like it?
No, I liked it.
You liked it? Yeah. Did you see it, Andrew?
I did not see it.
No.
Did you guys see The Gift?
Yeah.
Y'all liked it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I didn't see that then.
See, that was another smart one, in my opinion. But,
what other movies were out this year that everybody liked?
Room with Brie Larson. That's another one that should be nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress.
Not to be confused
Best
with
Actor.
The Room
no.
by
right.
Tommy Wiseau.
No, no,
right?
no. This is a good movie.
This is a good movie, sir.
This is good. There's so much that movie should get nominated for, honestly. It is so. It'll easily be in my top 10, too.
Do you think Furious 7 will be nominated for anything this year?
That movie was a piece of shit, too.
What?
Best
How did you not like Furious
song,
7?
Song. Song I like. That
best
the song was
song.
The best thing about the movie.
The song.
Yeah,
the,
Paul Walker
it's been
song.
A long
Wiz Khalifa's song.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Like, how did you not like Furious 7?
Because I was like awake and watching it. So
if she was like Gotti and sleeping and watching it, I would like it.
I literally loved that I'm doing Rob Lowe here. I loved Furious 7.
Ugh, I don't get it.
That was an excellent action.
It's exactly what it's supposed to be. Like popcorn.
It was so
stupid. It was so bad. Like I was. It was. Oh my god. They had so many car accidents, and like Vin Diesel would like come out of them without a scratch. She was like, "Are you
He's
okay?"
Vin Diesel. His car is reinforced.
I love how he gives like this one girl a helmet. And
they drive off
shit.
A mountain.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. It's I watched the first one.
Supposed
like,
to be over the top.
Like, yeah. pretty close before
well,
I watched
first
the.
Two or three were, like, more realistic.
Yeah, no, the
but
first
they,
one to
But
me
they
was...
finally found out what they were, and they're like, we're going to jump cars from
yeah.
hundred stories
see
up
over
into
top,
another.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the scene where they went through the freaking building.
It was amazing.
No!
How did you not like that?
How
that
could you
happen?
Like that? What would happen is you would hit the building and fall.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go through them all. He went through like four.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, you can't knock until you try it.
Have you ever tried it? How many times have you seen on the news a car going through a window
yeah.
at a bank
yeah.
or something? Even a brick wall, and they go through it.
It was so bad.
You can't gain speed in the air.
I'm all for, like, some... Like, you know, I can take the mountain. There are some things I can take. The first Furious, whatever, Fast and Furious, is a really good film, I think. Like, that was solid. But it just got... And even, I think we said, Furious 5...
How did you not like that opening of that movie where Jason Statham's in the hospital and comes out of the hospital room and everybody's dead?
That didn't even bother me either. That's fine.
That was amazing.
That's fine.
It set the tone.
It just got too much for me. Like, it was too ridiculous. The lines combined with
the dialogue was terrible, but it was so bad it was good.
The dialogue was just brutal.
And The Rock comes back with a giant machine gun at the very end.
I'll tell you, I actually enjoy, even though it's ridiculous when he pops open that cast or whatever, that was slightly enjoyable. I was like,
his arm's mangled and broken, but he's like, ah, it's okay.
Okay, so what do we have left for the rest of the year? You said you saw the Seth Rogen movie coming out, right?
So
night before, you said it's awesome, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait.
What, Monday, tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I can't go.
And then we've got Creed on Wednesday that we're going to see. Do you think it's going to be a good Rocky movie?
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
It's Ryan Coogler, right? That did
Michael B.
Fruit
Jordan's
Vail.
A really good actor.
Yeah, Fruitvale Station.
So Sylvester Stallone's a great actor, too.
He is. Hey,
it's debatable. Okay, he's great in Rockies.
Copland? Rambo?
I love Copland.
Who doesn't? My left foot?
Stop or my bum will shoot.
I will always have respect for Sylvester Stallone because I like the Rockies.
Was it Sylvester in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot? Is that Sylvester?
Yeah,
that's one of his greatest. Have you seen that series?
No.
You should watch that.
No.
He's a good one. So we got Creed. We've also got...
We got something else next week, right?
There's lots of, you know...
By the Sea is Tuesday.
Brad and... Angelina Jolie directs
like
her husband in a...
It's going to be bad.
I think it's going to be bad.
It looks really boring.
I don't even know what...
It has a 14 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, shit. It's
It almost ended their marriage.
They said they didn't, but...
Yeah.
Because it's about, like, a
Brad's
bad relationship.
Working with Angelina Jolie as the director was...
I can't imagine.
I would never want to work with my husband like that. Like, that just seems...
You got In the Heart of the Sea with Chris Hemsworth.
I don't know about that one.
That's the Ron Howard Moby Dick one, right?
It could be good.
It's been pushed back.
Ron Howard doesn't make bad movies. They might be a little bit forgettable, but they're not
bad. I think Rush is really underrated.
Rush is a good movie. I thought the race scenes were not great, but Rush, the characters were really good.
Characters are great. There's a good storyline, good message. And Daniel Brühl did an incredible job.
The best part of that movie is when... Thor beat the press guy.
Yes. That was awesome.
That was pretty awesome. But I liked Rush, but this whale movie looks really good.
Isn't there another Pixar movie?
The dinosaur? Okay, let's talk about Inside Out. Inside Out was
so
the
good.
Best Pixar movie since Toy Story 3.
That will be in my top 10, Inside
Out.
Inside
Out
was so good.
It's excellent.
What came between Toy Story 3 and...
Cars 2.
No.
Monsters University.
Oh, I thought you were saying you liked those.
And Brave.
I hated Brave.
All three of those.
Monsters, Inc. 2 is good.
Not...
Monsters
Not
University?
Toy Story 3 or Inside Out good.
No.
So,
I'm just saying
The Good Dinosaur comes out. There's two Pixar movies this year. I read some early reviews of it, and they said, like, it's all right. It's nothing like...
Let's say it's visually stunning, but the story
it's a lot like Jungle Book and Lion King rolled into one.
There was three that I saw when they sent us. There was like 16 animated films that are being up.
There was three.
I know Minions won't get it, but it's like, I'm sure. So Inside Out and probably The Good Dinosaur. And there was one other.
When Marnie was there is the Studio Ghibli one. I think that was on there.
There's another.
Which is also good.
Was there another animated flick that came out this year that stands a chance?
What Disney one came out this year besides those two
Inside
Pixar?
Out?
No, those are Pixar.
That's not Disney too?
Well, I mean, I'm talking like Frozen or...
Oh.
Something
I don't
like
think
that.
They had one this year.
They didn't have one this year? I thought they did.
I swear that... What is the list on the 16th?
One movie I hated this year, which I think will get nominated for costume or whatever, is Cinderella. I hated that movie.
It was so good.
Paddington has like a 98% rating on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Like Cinderella. Just
terrible. And Charlie... who saw the Peanuts movie? I saw it.
Peanuts. That's going to be nominated. I haven't seen it yet.
I did. I saw it. It was good.
Does it stand a chance, you think?
No way.
Okay. So Inside Out probably...
It just compared to everything. It's going to be Inside Out.
It should be. I mean, Inside Out was like...
Well,
not,
what about Minions?
It was like, no. Minions was not good.
There's also Home from DreamWorks, which wasn't good.
Ugh.
Oh,
I didn't see
that
one.
Like bombed.
Terrible.
I haven't seen it.
Hotel Transylvania 2.
Nope. I wanted to see that.
Yes, that might get nominated, though.
I want to see that.
And then Shaun the Sheep movie by the guys that might... That's got a lot of positive reviews.
Yeah,
by the guys that did Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah. And so, coming out, so we got that. We got Star Wars, of course. Adam, can you tell us anything about a screen of Star Wars?
No, there's nothing.
If it comes, it's too soon, Brian. We're going to hear about it in December.
Damn it.
If we got it, it would be like the week it's coming out, or maybe the day before.
Probably like the day before.
Probably the day before.
And we got Hateful Eight.
It's not the day. Yeah.
Hateful Eight's coming.
The day? Oh my God.
Yeah.
The new Tarantino movie, which we're all excited about.
We also have Oscar Darling, David Russell's Joy.
That looks so terrible.
Oh yeah, that doesn't look that good.
It's going to get nominated though, because he's nominated for everything.
And The Revenant?
The Revenant. What about Kurt Russell's movie, Tomahawk?
Bone Tomahawk.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's already come and gone.
Legend,
which one's that?
The Tom Hardy's twins. Double thing. But that, I think that's gotten bad reviews, so yeah. I don't think it's going to do anything.
And there's a horror movie, Krampus, coming out.
Krampus looks fun.
It looks fun, yeah.
A horror comedy, or a horror Christmas movie, I like.
And of course, Victor Frankenstein, which no one's going to watch.
I saw the trailer for that.
It's something else that I decided to go see instead.
It comes out the same day?
Yeah, the press screening. What's the press screening for? Oh, is it for The Good Dinosaur? Is it the 23rd?
The Good Dinosaur.
Yeah, I'm going to watch
it. Frankenstein, it's with Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy.
Yeah.
The trailer makes it look like it's a comedy.
Like a buddy comedy?
Yeah.
I love James McAvoy. I was going to watch it.
Then you have Daniel Radcliffe playing Igor. He doesn't have a hump yet. This is pre-hump Igor.
I have a hump?
Oh,
for you young Frankenstein fans. Alright, so if you have any movies, let us know. We'll try to get to them. Like I said, Hunger Games is coming out. We saw it. Susan liked it. I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend going to see it. Just stick with the first one and Catching Fire. Those are the only ones you need to see. Read the books for the other one.
Definitely see Bridge of Spies. Because
yes.
Don't see Bridge of Spies.
No, see Bridge of Spies.
I'm excited for his next movie now, too, because it's Ready Player One.
Well, Steven Spielberg's finally doing a sci-fi movie again.
Yeah, finally doing a good movie.
Yes.
And anyone who hasn't seen The Martian yet should.
Yes, I agree.
And you should see Spotlight.
I want to see Spotlight.
You really should. I think it's...
Yeah, you'd like it.
I want to.
Did anyone else like Trainwreck?
Oh my God, yes.
Trainwreck.
That would be in my top 10 as well.
Yeah.
Trainwreck was so far the best comedy of the year.
I don't think that will be...
Spy was pretty funny, though.
No,
Spy was far the best comedy.
No.
Spy was way better than Trainwreck.
No, Spy was too long. Let's cut out.
Trainwreck was pretty long,
Trainwreck was
too.
2.5 hours. But
yeah.
What? Really didn't feel that way.
There was enough nudity for you to be happy.
Spy felt like 3 hours long.
I like Spy. I like Trainwreck too, but I like Spy better.
I think Trainwreck's the best comedy of the year until I watched The Night Before.
What we do in the Shadows is probably the best comedy.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God.
I love What We Do in the
Shadows.
But I do. It's on my list because I want to see it.
That's the Flight of the Conchords vampire movie.
Whose spinal cord on the floor is this?
So we're excited. Let's talk a little bit about TV. Walking Dead's on. We got Fargo's on. So
tons of TV.
If you're watching
Gotham.
Gotham, yeah.
Let's give props.
Is Gotham better this year?
Corey Michael Smith actually doing
it's
something.
So good this year. It's a different show compared to first season.
Because the first season was so slow, and I was like, I pretty much gave up on it.
Adam agreed.
Well, they embrace their campiness now, so it's. Everyone's over the top, which is, awesome.
It's just they have a storyline right now that you're engaged
the rise of the
villains, in. You're,
so.
Are they mid-season right now?
They're getting ready to be. There's, one or two more episodes before mid-season.
Okay.
Whatever they're headed towards, I'm interested. It's exciting.
They're going to kill Bruce Wayne.
That the show's over.
How can they kill
him? They can't. They're not going to kill him.
This is an alternate reality Gotham, okay?
I'm just saying, they're doing really good with these. This is a... really good season for anyone who's watching.
All right. So watch that. Let's talk Walking Dead. They're on season 6. It's been a fantastic season so far.
The first two episodes were...
There's been a death recently, and they have not... It looked like this person's death happened, but they filmed it in a way that, they didn't show it.
Enough questions.
And he hasn't shown back up, and his name hasn't been in the credits yet. But he's not dead because they just announced a character who comes into play with him at some point in the comics.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that, but this season's been so good because...
And they announced who's playing it, so...
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes. Awesome.
It's going to be awesome.
He plays a character called Negan, and it's just... And, he's one of the main villains in the Walking Dead comic book series.
And Jeffrey Dean Morgan played the comedian in the Watchmen movie.
Which is
that.
Amazing. Yeah. You know what? It's really
and
funny.
And he was Denny in...
Well, he dies in pretty much every TV
pretty
show
every
he's in.
TV show he's been in.
But it's funny when you mention that.
Grey's Anatomy, sorry.
When everybody wrote the stories of Jeffrey Dean Morgan playing this, they never mentioned that he was a comedian in Watchmen. And I was like, why did they? That was like one of his best roles. He was so good in that. But yeah, Walking Dead's been excellent this season. Fargo season 2 has started, and it has been excellent this season so far. Bruce Campbell's Ash vs. Evil Dead is one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. For you Army of Darkness, Evil Dead fans, it's everything you wanted and more. And not only that, Bruce Campbell is on that show and in Fargo. He plays Ronald Reagan. So you get two.
So Fargo's actually found a way to get past the first season that was based on the movie? You think that it's
successful? It's a different time period and different characters. Yeah, it's really good.
Successful?
It's excellent. They've done really good. And it's like uber violent and funny. what else show? Oh, Master of None. Aziz Ansari's on Netflix.
God.
It's excellent.
I haven't started yet.
It's really good.
Did everyone watch all
surprised.
Of it so far?
I marathoned it.
That
is good.
But I think one of my favorite shows is on Hulu's Casual, Jason Reitman's show. And it's really good. It's you know, it's three characters, a brother and sister and the sister's daughter. And just the writing is great.
Awesome. It's called
definitely check
called
it out. Casual.
Casual. Okay.
Like season 2 of Flash.
Jason Reitman.
Been amazing also. Guys.
Really?
Yeah.
The Flash?
Yeah.
Season 2?
Yeah.
Season 2.
Did you watch Arrow?
Yeah.
So
Arrow's
what's better?
Four,
Flash, right?
Flash is way better than Arrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
But Arrow's gotten...
But Arrow's way better than Supergirl. Like, unfortunately.
How is... The fans like it. Critics hate Supergirl, right?
The ratings are good, so it's going to keep going. There's lots of shows like that, though.
Well, it's just, you know...
I couldn't even sit through that trailer for the show.
It was
like,
yeah.
It just looked terrible.
Yeah, it's like all girl power. And
that's
it makes
so
it so cheesy. Like, she cares more about, like, dressing cool and saving the world. Like, no...
Yeah, she's not. That's not good.
So,
yeah.
On HBO, they had Leftovers Season 2 is on. Has that been good?
That's still on.
I like the first season. I just haven't watched season 2 yet. Has anybody seen season 2 yet? I want to watch it.
No. Apparently they're heading in a new direction, though, too. Like, Damon Lindelof said that he's going to try to tweak it. So, like...
Well, there's going to be a lot of good shows coming up, though.
When does Game of Thrones come on?
It's March or April.
March or April.
April?
We have Netflix next week. Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome.
What's her name?
Kristen Ritter plays Jessica Jones.
And then you have...
David Tennant's playing
David
the villain.
The villain
is
going to be
the Unbreakable. Kimmy Schmidt is that
it's coming
back?
It's coming. I think in February.
Okay, because I enjoyed that.
It was great.
Yeah,
it was fun. I Master of None is the one to watch.
And you have a whole
I'm
bunch of
to,
big event
sure.
series too. Like, you know, MTV actually has the Shannara Chronicles based on those books by Terry Brooks. That's supposed to be awesome.
The who? What Chronicles?
The Shannara Chronicles.
What's that?
It's like going to be
a big sci-fi.
They're trying to do their own.
Was that like a book?
It was a big book series.
Yeah.
And also The Magicians, which they're doing as well, which is based on a really popular, especially like a more adult Harry Potter series. Those two series. And also Lucifer, Vertigo Comics Lucifer.
I saw the trailer.
Oh, and Preacher.
And Preacher.
Which the first trailer is just such a tease. It doesn't show really anything, but I cannot wait. And people who don't know anything about Preacher, you're in for the ride of your life. You have no idea what you're getting into.
Definitely.
So Wicked City really did already get canceled?
It did.
After three
episodes. It was the first show to get canceled.
I can't believe that didn't even... I thought it would at least get a few episodes.
Three. It did so
poorly. I feel like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend should be the next show canceled.
That trailer
one
looks
episode,
ridiculous.
And I was like, what am I watching? It was so bad.
For those
who
ever watch Pretty Little Liars, we know who A is. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's been revealed.
It's a dude.
It's Cece Drake, who was a dude.
She was.
And then she got a...
It's like the Gossip Girl was a dude.
Yeah. Well, she like got a...
Was it?
Yeah.
Surgery. Got the operation. And then... Which was bold for Pretty Little Liars to go that route. And then it was like that she...
Yeah.
And so she was a guy. And it's really... There's some borderline gross stuff because technically she dated her brother.
Pretty
and he didn't
Little
know.
Liars.
That is still on, yes.
Is
unfortunately,
it 6 or 7?
I don't even know.
It's like 7 or
and
something.
They're
doing a time
out,
jump
one.
When it comes back, so they're at least playing like their
age. They're all gonna be 40.
I think they're like graduate college and in their careers, and it looks like even more. It's just like a new drama now, like new something. So,
well, let's talk about two other new shows. First, let's talk about I can't remember what network, but Fox. Fox. I think is doing a big television event. They're redoing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and they cast Laverne Cox from Orange is the New Black as Frankenfurter, Tim Curry's role. Which I think
I've never heard of this at all.
Will me neither.
Kill it. Yeah, he'll
which one's Laverne
kill
Cox?
The hairstylist, the one that's a guy or girl. Oh, yeah. She'll be awesome. I mean, Tim Curry. She was.
You excited
hard
about that? What about The Wiz live?
I'm not going to watch it.
You're not going to watch
that? No, I'll do Rocky Horror. It's not live. But they're doing it. I'm excited for it.
When you said event series for Fox, I thought you were going to say X-Files.
No, they're doing X-Files. But then the other one that just came out, which is weird to me, but I guess we're getting something new, Star Trek, a new Star Trek series, which is only going to be on CBS Online. It's not going to be on television.
No, it'll be on television.
It will not be on television. It's only going to be on their streaming app.
When they cancel Supergirl,
it will be canceled. It should be canceled.
They're going to, it's their thing. You have to buy their app.
One season.
To try to get Star Trek.
It'll go on forever because someone watches it in the Midwest.
Forever, really.
So I think with the new Star Trek series.
NCIS.
With the new Star Trek series, I think the first episode they're going to air on television, but the rest of them are going to be on the streaming thing. And at which, why?
We'll see. You know, because CW did that with that animated show that's also in the universe of Arrow and Flash, The Vixen.
Okay.
Yep. They're trying to get their online stuff going.
But Star Trek, it's like a major flagship series. Why put it on?
Well, see, because everyone's sort of.
It's probably because it's going to be too expensive to. To do.
Well, everyone's moving to the digital media, and CBS launched their sort of online, and so did ABC. So it's starting going to be where you can just pretty much choose whichever networks you want to buy for like $10 a month and watch those.
Did they officialize that America's Next Top Model? This was their last season.
Yes,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope so. I'm watching.
They'll probably reboot it.
I don't want it to. I just want it to be like done forever now.
Tyra Banks will go away and they'll bring someone else.
She made that show so much about herself.
Oh,
it's ridiculous. Well,
what do you expect?
I mean, it's cringeworthy.
And speaking of X-Files, they are bringing X-Files back like they did
for
24.
Like
a limited run.
Six episodes.
Everybody's coming back for it.
They reanimated the Smoking Man. He's coming back.
And we got Better Call Saul Season 2 coming up. The Blu-ray just came out, which is excellent. What else? Oh, I just reviewed... they released that 70s show, the complete series. I watched them. And
did they throw in the 80s show just because?
No, they didn't. I wish. Yeah, 70s show. Yeah, it was good. It's a sitcom laugh track, but they did a good job with that show.
You know, Phil Lord and Chris Miller are getting like shows greenlit left and right. Like they have the TV show based on Serial.
Oh, yes.
And that new animated one, Son of Zorn. And then the Greatest American Hero reboot they're doing now, which is really awesome.
It's interesting. There's a lot of TV coming out. There's too much.
There's a lot on right now.
And Apple's going to be starting doing original content pretty soon now, too. So
I can't believe they haven't yet. And I just read an article that Dr. Dre's Beats Music is done.
His streaming service.
Everything is going to Apple, which... Why did anybody really do Beats? I mean, besides the earphones?
They paid him like $500,000.
Yeah.
Well, Jay-Z got bought out anyway. So,
yeah.
Because they were trying it with that name, but now they're just making
I mean, unless you're not Spotify or iTunes, I don't think your music service is going to work unless you offer something that nobody else has. Like, if you're going to charge 10 cents for a song rather than $1 or $1.29.
How much money has Justin Timberlake made off of Spotify? That's the question.
Well, what about the Tidal? Don't forget Tidal. High fidelity audio streaming.
Yeah, that's true.
No one cared about
high fidelity. Which one was the... What was the one that Neil Young was doing? He had, like, his own... His own device that looked like a Toblerone candy bar. It really did. It was like a triangle like that.
Delicious.
It's the way to go. Let's move on. Let's talk about what is coming to Dallas for the first time ever in April.
WrestleMania?
Hell yeah. WrestleMania. First time ever. It's going to be the largest crowd.
It's already sold out, right?
Technically, I guess. I mean, tickets went on sale on Ticketmaster, but there's tons of like StubHub or something like that are selling tickets now. But it did sell out. The largest crowd ever for a wrestling event was in 1983 when Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant. It was 93,000 people.
Wow.
AT&T Stadium, Jerry World holds 110. It's gonna be the largest event
plus
in history.
You know, they're gonna have fill that whole all the stuff on the ground also because the stage is just gonna take.
Yeah, it's nuts, and like tickets were so expensive. But I'm glad. I mean, it's the first time WrestleMania has been in Dallas, and it's pretty cool because wrestling for the most part kind of got their beginning here at the Sportatorium in downtown Dallas. I mean, Steve Austin started there. It's interesting if you're in the wrestling world right now, the current heavyweight champion Seth Rollins is injured for 6-9 months. He had to give up his belt. He is not going to be at WrestleMania. So they were doing a house show in Europe, which they're over there right now doing their European tour, and at a house show Kane and Seth Rollins were having a match. Seth Rollins on the top rope, and he was supposed to flip over, and he flipped over, and he landed wrong, and he tore his MCL, his ACL, and his meniscus.
Oh, man.
So, for 6 to 9 months. And I remember the day it happened, and it was just like, oh, man, Ryan and everybody must have had 48 hours of being away.
Yeah.
So, basically, what they said, they stripped him of the title at this upcoming Survivor Series pay-per-view in a couple weeks. They are going to have a tournament, which they've already started on Raw, of who's going to get the title. And whoever that's going to be. I mean, a lot of people think it's going to be Roman Reigns because almost everybody's in it. But
Daniel Bryan.
But if you look at it, Seth Rollins is out. Undertaker is basically out. Randy Orton's out. I mean, Brock Lesnar's out.
Randy.
Orton's injured from a shoulder, and Lesnar and Undertaker are on hiatus until whenever. But, I mean, they're going to have to start bringing people back. They have
and
to bring back the
hiatus.
Who?
Isn't what's his name from that was in Trainwreck?
Oh, Cena!
John Cena.
Absolutely, John Cena. Because John Cena at the last pay per view had a match for the U.S. title, and then Alberto Del Rio came back, which was a surprise to everybody because when he left a year ago or more, it was really under bad terms.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The match, if you saw it, Alberto Del Rio versus John Cena. We all knew that he was taking a leave of absence, but that match just like John Cena did not care. It was really quick. Nothing happened and Alberto Del Rio won. But now it's kind of like, well, you have to have these people back unless they're going to start bringing people from NXT up. But it's going to be interesting because WrestleMania is so far in advance, Seth Rollins won't be there. And he was probably going to be the champ until then.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. That sucks. That's what happens in wrestling. But we're excited. I think
he'll probably end up being there, but he probably won't wrestle. He'll probably come out as a heel and like do something.
I hope so. I hope he's there.
See, that's 6 months away. That's
did,
but yeah.
Did Allied take it on or something? Because we get so many press releases.
Yeah, right? Allied is WWE Dallas.
That's
or
so cool.
Texas region now. And awesome.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
That's great.
What else? What else can we talk about? We can talk about what's on the table. Susan got the C-3PO toy that if you look inside the viewfinder, it's an actual still from the new movie, Force Awakens.
Is it a new still?
Which, if you look
it's a new still.
You see C-3PO in some sort of bunker, and his one arm is completely red. So who knows?
Interesting.
Well, it's been red, and all the everyone's like, how do you get the red arm?
Yeah, how do you get the red arm? Somebody gave him a raspberry.
They're going to be releasing a comic book that tells you how he got his red
arm. It's rust colored.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Because Marvel bought the Star Wars comic book line and are now releasing
Disney has owned Star Wars now, so it's only makes sense because they own Marvel as well.
If you watch Disney Channel, they show a lot of behind-the-scene footage and never before scenes. I'm just saying. I saw
all the trailers
have been
awesome.
Girl Meets World. I saw some extra footage.
And we also have The Walking
Romy's World.
Huh?
She had a growth spurt. She's like taller than Big
10 feet tall now?
Yeah.
She's taller than
that show is. If it wasn't for the flashbacks and like the old characters, I would not watch it. But it's just, it's so worth it.
Have you brought him? Because I know Mr. Feeny was on like one episode.
Yeah.
He wings at Ben
when
Savage.
Mr. Feeny is, he like calls him or something, I cry. Like it just, it's so. Boy Meets World to this day is still a good show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's
good and terrible.
Boy Meets World?
It was good, terrible. It was
good and terrible.
Good, terrible.
Good, terrible.
So good. That's the kind of show I want. I want to get all the seasons and make my children watch it if I ever have kids.
Yes.
I'd be like, learn.
Definitely.
Are
not.
You telling us
I
something right
watch.
Now? Are you announcing something?
No.
Should I say congrats?
No. Good job. I'm just saying. No, I guess sometimes I just get angry when I watch Girl Meets World because I'm like, this is nowhere near as good as what Boy Meets World was. And so I feel like kids are
older now. You're older now.
No, but you know the difference. Like, watch, you can, I can watch both and know that it's what's better.
Let's talk about what's else on the table.
Donuts.
The Walking Dead Season 5 Blu-ray already came out, but the limited edition gift set comes out in December. And it's basically, how would you describe this gift set?
Gross.
It's a nice box.
Yeah.
It's what she said.
I didn't know how to open it.
So it's basically, it's...
the melted, it's the melted walker in the
Yeah,
place.
From the tar from season
from tar
5.
Scene, yeah.
It's really gory and gross. It's from Todd McFarlane did it. And it slides back and it reveals like the Digibook large case of the show. The Blu-ray inside this limited edition is the exact same thing as the one you probably already got a month or two ago. But if you are like me and you like all of the gift sets with all the different zombies, get it.
Did they stop doing the black and white thing on all the Blu-rays where they you know, had the option to watch it in black and white like the comic? And I know they did that for the first season, but I don't know if
They have not done that.
Oh yeah, just the first season.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it's gonna be confusing, especially this season, if they're still doing that.
I mean, the first season was Frank Darabont, and with Frank Darabont's The Mist, he does have the option on the Blu-ray to do the black and white version as well of The Mist, which is cool. But actually, in season 6 opener of Walking Dead, it is black and white, absolutely, which was really cool.
Yes, there's a different.
But yeah, I think next week we will definitely be back. We're gonna start this up again, and. If you were with us last time, if you remember 6 months ago, kudos to you. We were going to start another bracket. This time it was going to be villains. Mm-hmm. Movie villains. Was it movie villains? Only movie villains, right?
I missed when y'all started it.
Okay.
Movie villains or all villains?
It wasn't just animated, right? That was like one section of it.
I'm trying to remember. Cause I have to look at it again, but we have it all written down in one of the lock boxes here. Yeah, we'll be back with that. We'll try to get that going. And let us know what you would like to for us to talk about. But we have a lot to talk about, as you could probably tell. And you can find us on Facebook. Please tell us how much you like us or hate us. Find us on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We are the multimedia men and women. And hopefully we'll have Gotti and Gwen back next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you. We'll see you soon.
Next time. Later.
Bye.
Bye.